Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, next week will be a busy week in Harrisburg. The House will be back in voting session. Quite a few things are on the agenda. What kind of bills are going to be coming up for consideration, and what sort of materials are the committees working on?
Well, there certainly are a lot of different topics and piece of legislation that we're going to be taking a look at. A lot is on the table. In other programs, we've talked about the Marcellus Shale impact fee bills that have both been passed by the House and Senate. Those are still on the table, and the work will continue to come up with a final product in that area. The school voucher and school reform legislation that was passed by the Senate is still on the table, and I actually don't expect that to come up before the end of the year, but anything's possible. And a number of other issues such as reapportionment. And I know our state government committee is planning to consider next week the reapportionment bills that are necessary to redraw the congressional district lines. And that's something that absolutely must happen before the end of December. So it certainly is a busy time, and we've got a number of pieces of legislation to consider.
There's also some new things that are coming down the road, of course. In the wake of that big scandal in Penn State that had to do with child abuse, there's some efforts to put forth some new legislation.
There are a number of legislators that are looking at any legislation that could create stronger laws to protect potential child abuse victims. One that was introduced this week was House Bill 544 that would create an Office of Children's Ombudsman in the Commonwealth. This would be an office that would be under the supervision of the Attorney General to receive, process, and investigate complaints relating to child abuse. And certainly anything that we can do to combat child abuse in the Commonwealth is a top priority, and that bill will be referred to the Children and Youth Committee for additional consideration. In addition, the House and Senate are both creating a joint panel to do their own investigation of the Penn State situation and look specifically on how the state's child abuse laws might have affected the outcome. So it's a very important issue, and it's one that we're taking a very close look at.
There's also been a lot of talk about transportation funding and getting more money into the infrastructure building in Pennsylvania. I understand that there is some legislation that's recently come out of the Transportation Committee. What's going on here?
Certainly transportation is one of our top issues, and we have some real transportation needs in the Commonwealth. Our House Transportation Committee recently approved a bill that would provide for public-private partnerships, nicknamed P3s. And basically what a public-private partnership is it would create a situation whereby under contractual agreements, the Commonwealth would maintain ownership control of an asset or a facility, but the private sector under contract would provide capital for maintenance, improvement, and expansion for, you know, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. You know, this is something that may not affect a rural area a great deal, but certainly in a more urban or suburban areas, it's being used in other parts of the country. And I believe there's 32 states that are currently using P3s. And it's something that, as I stated, our committee recently voted out, and I believe will be coming up for a vote in the House very soon.
And as we get toward the end of the year here, there's always a lot of concern by senior citizens about getting a property tax rent rebate program application appropriately filled out before the December 31st deadline. But this year, I understand there's a little bit of confusion that's been caused by some private firm that's trying to get people to pay money to have these forms filled out. What's going on here?
Well, this is a very popular and very important program. It's the property tax rent rebate program. It goes a long way to help seniors pay for their property taxes. But I want to stress to area seniors and their families that you do not have to pay any private company to help fill out a property tax rent rebate program. Recently, senior citizens throughout our area received a solicitation in the mail from a company offering to fill out the form for $39 to get this rebate. And that's simply not necessary. My district offices are glad to help any senior citizen or their family fill out one of these applications for free. You know, many seniors have already filled out the application, so a lot of people are contacting my office confused as to why they're getting this solicitation. But I want to stress that we're here to help with that, and there's certainly no need to pay anyone to help fill out these forms.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.